Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You got DJ Sam in there.
Love the monkey, or do you love
throwing
me?
Throwing down the mix. Well played, young man. Well done.
Share my baby with the monkey, with a monkey.
Look, every once in a while, you guys.
We do something really dumb.
Mommy and Daddy have a disagreement. And last night at the end of the show, we had a sort of a stern disagreement on the direction of the show today. And Scott, I think I did not curse in the response that I sent you this morning about whether or not we are going to move. I texted you a video with like six words in it, whether or not we are going to move forward with the story that I wanted to bring to our listeners in the 3 o'clock hour. I went above your head.
What a dork.
So that was the video I sent Scott this morning.
I cannot believe you got the okay for this.
Because for the last several months,
shocked,
the headlines
like a monkey
have been dominated on the Johnson County side by a monkey, sweet little guy named Oakley. And Oakley's family and their fight to keep that monkey as a pet in their home. And last night, it's on the front page of the Kansas City Star. Every news station cover. I don't remember all of the news stations flooding to a Prairie Village City Council meeting in quite a while.
He had to go.
But last night, the media department for Prairie Village probably got more work in the last couple of weeks than they have in a while. Because this monkey, for whatever reason,
you're bearing the lead. Get
has
to
struck
it.
A chord with this community. And I don't think we can tell the story without having the family on the program and the monkey on the program.
You left out the lead in studio.
Well, we're not going to talk to a monkey on the phone.
We're not going to talk to a monkey in the studio.
He doesn't speak English.
How do you know that?
He speaks Macau.
They know sign language. His name is Oakley. The city has made its decision.
Apes, gorillas, no sign language.
And even if the monkey did know sign language, do you?
Yeah. I'd be like, what up, monkey?
And how does sign language translate over a radio?
I would make it work. Listen, here's what I'm going to say. The legislation, according to the family, is the first of its kind in the United States, and they are not happy with the decision that the city made last night. And they basically split the decision. Instead of saying, with no restrictions, you can have a monkey as a pet, do with it what you will.
Yeah.
They said, we don't know how there wasn't a law against this. This is a loophole.
Right.
We're going to allow you and grandfather you in to keep him, but under a pretty stringent list of restrictions.
And she says that these restrictions are so stringent, they violate her constitutional rights.
I know my rights.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. And one of the restrictions, and I could see both sides of this, Scott. One of the restrictions is she is not allowed to take Oakley out in crowds, really anywhere where there's more than like 10 people, which could be a park. It could be, you know, they don't want large amounts of people around the monkey. And from the city's argument, I understand if, God forbid, even unintentionally, the monkey scratched or, you know, I've got a puppy. Puppy bites me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If even unintentionally the monkey scratched or bit,
I know my rights.
they would have to do a rabies test, well, and that involves going down a road we don't want to talk about. And the city said, look, we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't.
Mm-hmm. And here's the problem. Taking the monkey to a park, let's say it's just you and two of your best friends, the monkey is an attraction, especially for young children. If kids see that monkey, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the monkey. It's a spider monkey,
by the way. Oh, he's so sweet. Super he's really cute. Sweet.
Super cute. But you take that monkey to a park, and kids are going to come running.
They basically considered changing the city's definition of dangerous wild animals to include all monkeys. And look, those of you who are against breed-specific restrictions, like you can't own a pit bull because they're dangerous, you know, take a look at this legally and what do you think about this? Because even her neighbors all came to the city last night and testified, we want him to stay. We love having him around. Absolutely nothing wrong with this monkey. Plays with my kids.
From the text line, I don't need to listen to a monkey. The monkey's not going to be interviewed. His owner, Tony, I forget her last name, I beg your pardon. I'll find it here in a minute.
Skelton,
thank you. Tony Skelton is going to be accompanying. She's not dropping the monkey off and we're bringing it up for an interview.
I think some of the city's restrictions for any city are appropriate. Oakley has to be on a leash. Okay. If I had a dog running around loose, you would tell me, leash your dog.
Unless it's at a dog park.
Unless you're in an off-leash dog park, leash your dog. Like, I think even Tony would say, like, look, we understand the leash side of things. But there are other parts of this ordinance that she vehemently disagrees with.
I'm just curious. If she said that this violates her constitutional right, I'm really at a loss. Other than maybe in the First Amendment, the right of association to figure out what constitutional right they are violating.
Champ, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Where did you find that?
Sam, you're on fire today, and we're only 12 minutes in. You're on fire.
That is the dinner scene from Talladega Nights.
That's right.
All she's saying, and they love this animal, Scott. There is no doubt they love the animal. The neighbors love the animal.
Yeah.
She's saying that a city cannot retroactively impose new laws against anyone who complies with an ordinance as it's written.
She may have an argument right
let's
there.
Let's not make this about a monkey. Mm-hmm. Let's make this about Scott. You have owned chickens for 3 years, and there's nothing in, let's just pretend, there's nothing in Shawnee that says there's anything wrong with that, and you have three chickens. And next week, the city says, we're not going to allow chickens anymore. You would say,
I have to be grandfathered in because
you can't change the rules midstream here.
There's a Latin term for that.
Post de facto.
I believe that's right.
I got a D in Latin, so I could be incorrect on that, but you know what I'm saying.
De post facto?
And she's saying you can't retroactively, we've had this monkey for a couple years. You can't now say, okay, just because we have this, we're going to change the rules.
It's ex post facto.
Whoever
said that was, it means from a thing done afterward or after the fact.
But is that true? Like, let's say you own a pit bull in Lee's Summit and it's perfectly legal for you to have that dog. The dog is great. And then that city, just using them as an example, decides we are going to ban them completely citywide. Do you have to get rid of your dog?
That's actually a great example, and I believe that has been carried out multiple times in multiple municipalities around the city. Yeah. People didn't necessarily get rid of their dogs, but they just pretended, I don't have them anymore.
I'm not going to register that dog.
The U.S. Constitution's ex post facto clause prohibits these types of punitive retroactive laws for criminal matters. Criminal.
Meaning you can't be charged for, say you wreck a car in 1995, and in 95 there wasn't a crime for wrecking a car and leaving the scene. They can't go back in 2001
Correct.
After they pass a hit and run law and charge you for hit and run.
Correct.
Oakley can no longer be present on public property without being in a fully enclosed carrier. So one of those little strollers, mm-hmm. which she will be in today when she comes into the studio. Here's where it gets dicey for me, Scott. The license would now require this family to sign a statement that will compensate the city and its employees for any and all injuries that may result from the animal.
What do you mean compensate the city?
Okay. So the city is now involved in this. It's been controversial.
But why would the city be on the hook anyway?
They are at the Prairie Village Park. Okay. Monkey gets loose, bites child, causes a car wreck. All of the lawyers are going to come running and say, you could have prevented this. You didn't kick Oakley out. You allowed him to stay.
We had no choice.
We had, you know, there was this fight, and now I'm suing you, the city, because that's where the money is, for $10 million. Well, and they're now saying to her, we want to somehow take that liability away from us and put it on you.
Well, I think Ms. Skelton would be wise to keep Oakley in the home at all times.
Well, I don't want to say at all times. It's he's got a stroller. What, you wouldn't say that about a dog.
Well, but my dog doesn't wear a diaper either.
Well, but you're almost legislating something that hasn't happened yet. And I understand one child was scratched in play, and that family of that child didn't even wasn't even upset.
Well, but I would argue we government legislates things that haven't happened all the time. Do they not?
But do they? Can they pass on and completely recuse themselves from any liability because of something like this? Make it about a dog, not a monkey. Can you imagine if the city said, if you come to a park, okay, and for whatever reason you are injured, you are going to assume all of that liability. City doesn't want it.
My argument would be a dog is different than a monkey in this regard. A dog is a domesticated animal by and large. There are feral dogs, of course. We're well aware of that. But most dogs are considered to be domesticated animals. I would argue vast majority of monkeys are not.
How many monkeys are there in Prairie Village?
One.
That we know of.
One. Now, Dan, from this point forward, one.
Very quickly before we move on from the fine, because that's effectively what they're doing, is fining her if anything happens. They're pushing the liability onto her. That's no different than if your dog bites somebody, you get fined.
Yeah, but Sam, what the city is just saying, we don't want to be liable, right?
Right.
Well, the city could say that for anything.
They do it for dogs. That's my point.
We don't want to be liable. You do this. They're requiring her to have liability insurance.
Is it $300,000?
Yeah, I think she should have anyway.
Well, I do too, but that's awfully expensive.
Your homeowner's insurance would say you have to have an umbrella policy.
All right, 913-586-7798.
Join us at 3.
Ms. Skelton, Tony Skelton, and her spider monkey, Oakley, will be joining us in studio, praise Jesus, at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
Jim, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Not to go from monkeys to murder, but what the heck is going on in Riverside? Have they found a suspect or figured out what this is? If it's a double murder-suicide or something? I have no idea.
They had said in the beginning that there was not believed to be any ongoing danger to the public, which is usually code for
murder-suicide.
Yeah, there's not a homicidal maniac on the loose. One of the victims was 80, one is 78. Is that right?
So police in Riverside are investigating after three people were found dead inside of a home over the weekend following a 911 call. Officers and firefighters were dispatched to the 4700 block of Northwest Riverside Drive after receiving an emergency call. When they arrived and received no response at the door, they entered the home to check on the occupants. They found an 80-year-old man, 77-year-old woman, presumably
Mom and dad,
and their 55-year-old son, dead on the second floor of the residence. Police have identified them as Larry Wilson, Marsha Wilson, and Gary Wilson, all three appear to have suffered gunshot wounds, says police in a statement. Riverside police have no reason to believe there is a current threat to the public.
Yeah. I think we'll know more in the days to come, and I think it's probably, sadly, what we all think it is. It was an open line 911 call that brought them there, by the way.
What does open line mean?
So someone was able to call 911, like, we need help right now, and then the phone went silent or...
They weren't able to trace the phone?
They weren't able to communicate any longer. So they will still, if you call 911, and we've had this happen on accident before, the police will come.
They have to.
And so I think then the police showed up, said, look, there's a 911 call from this residence. And I don't know if they geofence that, Sam, or if is your 911 cell phone number to 911 somehow captured location in the system?
Riverside, so I'm assuming it was a house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they can pinpoint, they can triangulate
where
pretty accurately
from.
Almost exactly where that came from. I one time butt dialed 911 while I was working at QT, and they walked into the store. Hey, did you guys have an emergency? Somebody called 911 from here, and I didn't even know it was me that did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did you find out?
I pulled out my phone because all of us employees were like, I don't know. I didn't call. Oh, no, I did. Sorry.
Well, you can now, and it's the best safety tool on your phones, you guys, and there's a way to do it with the Android, but you have to look it up. With the iPhone, if you just press and hold the right side key for a few seconds, you got to press it and hold it. Don't do it now. You have about a second and a half to cancel the 911 call. It immediately calls 911. It locates your location and it sends out where you are every 30 seconds to your emergency contact list.
The right button on my phone, if I press and hold it, it turns my phone off.
So you would have to go in, it's under settings, SOS, and I cannot tell you how important this is, ladies, because you could have Mace or you could have anything, you could have a birdie alarm like I do. You're going to have your phone in your hand. So if you are by yourself in a parking garage, let's say, and something goes south quickly, the fastest way for you to tell everyone you are in an emergent situation is that SOS feature on your iPhone.
Well, I'm screwed. I don't have an SOS feature.
I will find it for you during the break. It's settings.
Don't worry about it.
SOS. Emergency SOS. It's right there. And you can either do it with five clicks. Boom, 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 boom. It'll do it. You can make it hold and do it. And then I've got my son, my daughters, my oldest son, my daughters, and Johnny would all get that 911 text that Dana has triggered this. This is her location.
No faith in Willem?
Well, at the time, you know, he's in Manhattan. I don't want to stress him out.
He might be taking a test or something, or maybe at a basketball game.
Well, no, but like he's an hour and a half or 45 minutes away. Like, I want the people that are like, I should put you on it. You never answer your phone.
Now,
what are you talking about?
If you do accidentally trigger the emergency SOS on iPhone, it allows you to turn it off.
You have a second and a half.
A second and a half?
It's like three. You have like that.
That's why I don't have these things on my phone.
Oh, Sam, because you know when you hit it because it goes brr. And so if you accidentally hit it like in your pocket, which I've done twice in 10 years.
Somebody says you click it three times. Don't hold it. No, you click.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3.
In settings, you can do one, both, or neither. And no. I think it's five clicks. Anyway, tell your children that is the fastest way to get help to them. But you've got to put your contact information in there. Emergency settings, SOS.
We had an interesting conversation. I think it was over Thanksgiving. My brother's family was in town. And we had everybody around the table, right? Everybody in my immediate family. Who would you call from jail? You get one call.
One call.
If it goes to voicemail, back to your cell. Who would you call that you know would you need bail? Who are you going to call in your family or in your circle of friends that you know you're getting out of jail tonight because they always answer the phone? Sam?
Overnight?
The hour does not matter.
Okay.
Who is it that you would call? You've just been arrested. You need bail money. And You got one call to make from jail.
See, mine's a weird one because it would be somebody that I don't call all the time, and it's somebody that I would think would answer a random phone number. I'm going to go with my brother.
Okay.
Your brother.
Yeah.
So, warning, I have a very, very close friend of mine who's an attorney.
Okay.
If one of you all gets arrested, any of you listening for any reason, any time, day or night, and I hope that you don't, they take your cell phone. So especially at night, if you've got like the old emergency bypass on so you can get a good night's sleep, or the phone call comes in as spam, like let's say T gets arrested. I know it would never happen, but let's say she does. And she gets one phone call from the dingy, disgusting desk phone at the jail. Mm-hmm. That call is going to come in. 98% of us will decline that call. Because it doesn't look
Why
like...
Why can't I use my cell phone?
I'm pretty sure they take your phone.
But that's how people would identify the call coming in. I need bail.
Correct.
They would not... I don't think they allow you to use your phone.
Huh. I would call my sister-in-law, Joe Parks.
She would answer?
I don't know what her voicemail sounds like.
Because she always...
Always answers my her call. Phone.
Even at night?
Well, I don't call her at night. But... Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to get arrested at 2 in the afternoon.
Hey,
let's say
Joe.
It's 1 in the morning.
Yeah, it's Scott. I know it's 2:30 in the morning. Just testing out a theory. Have a good night.
We need like a sign where when you call and leave a message, this is the jail call. This is not a drill, people. I'm calling from jail. You got to get it out so that the person on the other end knows you're not just butt dialing.
But here's the problem. If they're not going to give me my phone, there's only one. Maybe I know T's by heart, but the only number I know by heart is Maya's.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I know that...
I know, we all have that one kid.
No.
No, because it's an easy number to remember.
Well, it is an easy number to remember, but the reason I can always remember Maya's number is when Shonda and I were married, we had a landline that had a very easy number to remember.
Yeah.
And they transferred the landline number to Maya's cell.
Oh, yeah. So you'll always remember that.
I'm not going to say it on the air, but it's a very simple number.
Forgive me. I don't get a lot of calls from people behind bars. But with modern caller ID, like my phone will identify if it's a potential sales call, if it's a potential scam call, if it's a political call. It won't show me the phone number anymore. It'll just tell me, hey, no need to answer this one. They're about to waste your time. Would it also say corrections facility?
It would say, oh, hell, Scott's in trouble. Pick it up. I have a phone call question when we get back.
All right.
I had to make a phone call to my bank. Then I had to go into my bank, not UMB.
You went into a bank.
Not UMB. And that's important that I clarify that when we get back. But the phone call that I made, it's an automated system.
Okay.
And they said repeatedly, press 1 if you'd like to hear more about our AI service, which I think is the world's worst idea in banking. I'm going to tell you about it when we come back. I don't know when.
Before we get to your story, let's go to Ash in KCK. Ash, hello.
Hey, guys. They don't just give you one phone call when you're in jail. Normally, after they get you booked, they sit you down on a bench that has a phone on the wall. I know because I got some sketchy friends that have had to use that.
Are your sketchy friends named Ash?
No, not for over 20 years. So, you know, but on the do not disturb thing, if you get a repeat phone call from the same number 3 times in a row, it'll break through the do not disturb through that phone number.
Oh,
that phone
it.
Number will break through and it'll go ahead and ring through. I've had that happen from an emergency room. But yeah, and if you're nice to the cops, they'll let you go through your cell phone and write down phone numbers. If you're a jerk, they probably won't. But if you're nice to them, then they'll let you write down the phone numbers. But yeah, you get more than one phone call usually. So, you know.
Ash, since you have some experience in this, apparently. What would be the opposition from you using your own phone? It's more likely that somebody on the other end would be willing to pick it up. Because I'm with Sam. If I see correctional facility coming through on my phone, chances are I'm going to let that one go to voicemail and then check it at voicemail.
They can't record it. They can't record on your cell phone. What if you say anything that you can or anything that you do or say can be used against you in a law?
That's why that's why when someone calls as a reporter, I did this quite often. If an inmate would call, it always says right up front, this call is
being recorded.
Not because for quality assurance purposes.
Right.
We're recording it because an inmate is calling you. And you're like, okay.
All right. What's your story?
So I'm getting ready to move my auto loan over to my friends at UMB for a variety of reasons. When I bought my Tesla, Tesla sold the loan.
Not uncommon.
To a bank not of my choosing. Does that make sense?
Of course.
So I called today to see how many months I had left, just housekeeping stuff. And the automated system repeatedly asked me, and I mean like four times, press one if you'd like to hear more about our AI voice recognition feature to improve your customer service experience. And I said to Sam out in the newsroom, this is how, after three or four times of them asking and on the phone, she said, would you like to opt in to our AI voice recognition service? I said, no, I do not want to opt into that. Have you had your bank ask you this?
I don't ever call my bank. My bank's literally right down the street. If I have business there, I go in.
Because the way I read this from this particular bank saying, hey, opt into this, because they kept saying it, is they will somehow recognize my voice when I call in. It was for your identification verification. That is the worst idea I have ever heard in my life. Yes, AI might be able to recognize Dana's voice, but how many people have already stolen a school principal's voice and made him say horrible things that he never said?
We certainly know of at least one case where that occurred. That's right.
Why would anyone in finance think that is a good way to verify who you are?
And here's, I think this was Sam's idea on the newsroom. So Sam, if I'm stealing it, I apologize. But I mean, how many minutes of every day are your voice and my voice on the radio?
Or George Clooney's.
Somebody could record it.
Or Taylor Swift's.
And make it say things. All you need is a sample. It's my understanding with AI, and Sam, correct me if I'm wrong. With AI, all you need is a sample of somebody's voice. One word, two words, three words. And you can manipulate the program once you get a sample of that voice to say anything that you want.
It's not that little of a sample. It depends on how clearly you want it to sound like you. But for example, since we talk on the air hours a day, every single day, it could very easily recreate our voices. What I had mentioned in the newsroom is even without the use of AI, if I had enough free time and decided I wanted to steal all of Dana's money, I could go through the show and pull the words of her saying, hello, this is Dana. I would like to transfer all of my money to Sam Stevie. Because I guarantee you at some point she's said each of those words
separately,
one time.
I would like to and give my money to Sam Stevie.
I pulled it together to make it sound like a perfect sentence.
And then you would steal all $7.35 I have right now.
I have $11.
We reached out to our computer guru, Burton Kelso, on this, by the way. He is in seminars today. Can probably join us tomorrow on this. Okay. And the reply that I got from him, I said, look, some bank was asking me, Dave, why not? And I go, that's the worst idea I've ever heard. He replied, actually, it's a good idea. I don't see it. I don't think we're there yet. I prefer, you know, give me all of your information. You know, check which of these images is stoplights. Why is it always stoplights?
It's not. Sometimes it's windows. And I've done windows and bicycles before.
I hate those because inevitably there's at least one picture where there's a stoplight like 4 miles in the background
of
that picture.
Yeah.
Do I pick that one or not?
I think you would.
I say the same exact thing, Sam. Pick all of the squares with stoplights. Well, does that include the arm in the crosswalk area? Does that like...
Now
or just the light?
No, it's stoplight, not stoplight arm.
If this comes into fruition and we start using this, will it be the text line is saying that it's the first step of verification for the user? If that's the case and I don't have to give 19 different people my information because they transferred me, then that's fine. If you're going to be doing other things to make sure that I really am Sam Stevie, like, I don't know, what's your mother's maiden name or whatever.
Show me all the stoplights you see.
Right. See, I'm not in the camp, and I don't know if either one of you are, or either one of you is, where who is calling? Never mind.
Someone in jail?
Where I am? That's why I look down. No, I am not pro AI, but I'm not anti AI yet. I'm concerned, but I also recognize what it could do for us. So I'm not completely against AI. I see that there are benefits, but I also see that there could be some very severe drawbacks. If anybody watched 60 Minutes on Sunday night.
With the robot?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That was, and what's his name? It's escaping me at the moment.
Yeah.
The
older guy.
60 Minutes correspondent.
Yep.
Asked, they had this company, and it was, it was Amazon, wasn't it? But it was in a back warehouse at Amazon or something.
All I know was that that robot went 360 degrees from his torso all right. The way around like an owl's head.
And it can learn on the fly just like AI. It can mimic your movements perfectly, right? And Bradley's his last name.
No, you're thinking of Ed Bradley. That's not Ed Bradley.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
My God.
Well...
You could use AI to recreate them.
And the correspondent for 60 Minutes was talking with the engineer who is designing these things. They're all building them. He goes, but this is going to take away jobs from hardworking Americans. And the guy who's building these AI robots did not deny it. He said,
oh, yeah.
He said yes, but you know the American economy will find other new areas where they will build employment.
Right, yeah, tell that to the cities that were once booming metropolises because, I don't know, they were a coal town or a steel town.
Or a car town.
Now they're desolate.
Bill Whitaker,
thank you.
Very much alive.
Anyway, we're going to try to get him on tomorrow. I think one of the most important things, and he's just reminding me this in text, is that if that little voice is going off, you know, I'm not saying this call today was a scam. I was on the phone with the bank.
Right.
But he said... there are scammers that will use that to try to get a sample of your voice. So if ever have a doubt or you're wondering, wait a minute, you always hang up and then you physically make the phone call to your bank. If it's someone just calling you, hang up, call back, and verify.
And the big one is they're trying to get a recording of you saying the word yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
So if they ask you a yes or no question, do whatever you can to answer that question without saying yes.
You go, uh-huh.
Like, affirmative.
Sure. I've told the story before where there was a fraud alert on my card, and Bank of America called me, and it was a guy named Mike. And I was like, Mike, sorry, man, I don't trust that you're actually with Bank of America, so I'm going to hang up and call the bank. So I called Bank of America fraud. Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, can I help you?
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing, man? Remember my voice?
And then he goes, uh-huh.
30 seconds ago?
Very good, Dana. Very
Same
good.
Guy.
A story here from Mental Floss. People really do not like discussing moisture. A BuzzFeed post called Why Moist is the Worst Word Ever has received more than 4 million views. When The New Yorker asked readers to nominate a word to scrub from the English language many years ago, the overwhelming consensus was to ditch the word moist.
Moist.
But why? A group of psychologists decided to find out. Researchers from Oberlin College.
We're researching this?
Researchers from Oberlin College in Ohio and Trinity University in San Antonio ran three different experiments to figure out how many people really find the word moist disdainful and why. They found that around 20% of the American population was averse to the word.
Only 20%?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But that it didn't have anything to do with the way it sounds. Rather, it is the association with the bodily functions that seem to turn most people off, whether they realize it or not. Most of the participants told the researchers, or those who told the researchers they hated the word, chalked it up to phonics. Quote, it just has an ugly sound that makes whatever you're talking about sound gross. However, people did not show similar aversions to words that utilize the same sound, such as foist or rejoice. People found the word moist most disgusting when it was accompanied by an unrelated positive word like paradise, or when it was accompanied by sexual words.
No. If you said moist cake, which my grandma, oh, this cake is moist, I'm still grossed out.
people, when it's associated with food, fewer people find that word disdainful. The younger and more neurotic the study participants were, the more likely they were to dislike the word. So younger people hate the word moist more than older people.
Do you
people.
Have to keep saying it?
It's in the story, Dana. I read the news. Don't get mad.
Moist.
Sam, if I bake a cake tonight and it's moist, would you eat it tomorrow if I
Better
brought
not
it
be
in?
Be dry.
Scott, if a monkey pees in the studio, would the carpet be moist?
Yes, it would. Is she here?
Wait, you're dogging your own idea?
913-586.
Boy, how the turntables.
7798. Oakley the monkey and the owner, Tony Skelton, will be joining us right after the 3 o'clock news. Big ordinance passed last night in Prairie Village. So big, the star shows up to a Prairie Village City Council meeting. All the TV stations show up to a Prairie Village City Council meeting. When was the last time that ever happened? 913-586-7798.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ooh, Sam, the personal trainer, you'll appreciate this story. As Americans kick off the new year with renewed focus on health, one nutrient is dominating wellness goals nationwide: protein. That is according to a recent survey of 5,000 Americans, which looked at respondents' evolving shopping habits and health goals for 2026.
Well, wait a minute. I thought that the Big Grain Foundation of America came out with a study in December that said that we need 60% of our plate to be bread, not protein.
Well, who do you think believes that?
Well, the Grain Association of America does.
Well, you don't think they manipulated the findings a little bit to be found in their favor?
I would never suggest that there was some sort of corruption in anything.
Talker Research did the survey. America's top health goal in 2026 is going to be weight management, followed by having a more balanced diet, and then increasing overall energy levels.
I swore to myself when I started this journey of making myself better that I would not start to preach about it. And the more that I learn, the more difficult it becomes to not talk to people about it.
You have become a bit preachy.
I am preachy, and I hate it, and I'm sorry. The amount of protein that we consume in this country is horrifyingly low. Mm-hmm. Most people have no idea how much protein they're supposed to be consuming. A large majority of people consume far too little. I struggle.
What is too little?
Well, it really depends on what your goals are, right? So this falls under the category of macros. Now we're getting into personal training stuff and me getting preachy. It falls under the category of macros, where you need a balance of protein, fats, carbs. And I think that's it.
Okay. Dana's mildly distracted. Yeah, there's a monkey in the studio. You can go out there for a minute. Let Sam and I talk. Let the adults talk. And then you're welcome to come back in. Okay.
And if you don't have enough of any of those, your body doesn't have the fundamental building blocks to feed your muscles, to feed your brain, to provide energy for you to get through the day. A lot of people don't realize that when they feel groggy every single morning, and they're like, well, I got 8 hours sleep. Why am I so groggy? Well, were you starving when you went to bed? Did you eat enough protein yesterday? I'm so happy to see that this trend is finally catching on, where people are finally getting away from the convenience element of it and going more towards the biohacking side.
So I told you yesterday, I think it was, I don't like making New Year's resolutions. They're too easy to break, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so I think this year I made the first New Year's resolution that I'd made in a long time. And it was simply to be better in every aspect of my life, not to lose 20 pounds or to go to church every Sunday. These things could easily be broken or not realized, right? So my goal was simply, and I talked to my psychologist about it. He goes, a brilliant idea. I said, thank you, sir. And my goal is to do better in 2026 in every aspect of my life than I did in 2025. Progress, not perfection, right?
Yeah.
And so whether it's familial, spend more time with the kids maybe. Spiritual, try to get to church a little bit more often than you normally do. Health. And so I have not missed a day at the gym since the new year started.
Good.
But I was the captain of skipping breakfast.
Yeah.
So every day when I get back from the gym, I scramble up two eggs. Protein, right?
Which, by the way, protein at the beginning of the day is the most important time to get the protein in. For whatever reason, we decided over the last 30 years that cereal, donuts, things packed with sugar is how you're supposed to start your day. And that's literally the opposite of what your body needs. That promotes a cortisol spike, which, fun fact, the only reason we wake up is because your brain pumps more cortisol into your body.
Oh. So am I supposed to eat the eggs before I go work out or after I work out?
If you're going to work out, after your workout is fine.
Okay, fine. But anyway, here's the only time I hate the word protein. It's almost like the word moist, right? Moist. I hate protein when, like, you're in some sort of restaurant and you kind of go down, you know, yes, I need, let's use Chipotle, for example.
Yeah, what kind of protein do you want?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you just say meat?
What's your protein?
Yeah. What?
Say meat.
Well, you know why they can't say meat.
Why?
Because not everybody eats meat.
Well, what other protein would they offer me at Chipotle besides chicken or beef?
Beans. Oh. They did have that tofu stuff for a while.
Does tofu have protein in it?
Tofu does have protein in it.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. We'll get into a lawsuit later about what's in your food. And
speaking
what is
of protein,
not.
Yeah. Great point from the text line with protein being the hot topic this year for wellness with certain medications that we discussed yesterday. A lot of people are quite literally withering away. They're getting smaller, but they're quite literally withering away if they're not consuming enough protein because with the lack of an urge to eat, maybe they were getting enough protein when they were overeating. And now that they're eating less, they're not making up for the lack of protein.
So they did a deep dive in this study. Like, which state buys the most dairy foods? It's Montana. Buys the most meat? That's Arkansas.
Well, you would think Wisconsin would be dairy.
Well, it's not. It's Montana. And I think this is per capita.
Okay.
Right? It's not by, you know, volume. It's by per capita. Obviously, because if it was by volume, Texas, New York, and California would win everything. Here's one where Missouri took the top spot.
Oh, boy.
Buys the most snacks. Missouri and Idaho are tied. Buys the most caffeinated beverages. It's a neighboring state. Oklahoma.
Really?
Buys the most caffeinated beverages.
That's I would think that, well, no, never mind.
What?
I was going to reference a state that drinks a lot of soda because they don't drink any beer, but do they also have something against caffeine in that religion?
Mormonism?
Yes. Okay. Then never mind.
I went to school with a gal who was Mormon, and she said she can't drink coffee in the morning because they're not allowed. That's what she told me. I have no idea.
That's why I stopped myself because I did not know for sure.
All right. Dan's got the news coming up in just a moment. Oakley the monkey is in the house. That's why you have not heard Dana this entire segment. She is easily distracted, and I'm not talking about the monkey. We got the news coming up in 1 minute, or two minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.